GloucesterCast 255. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us for the GloucesterCast 255. We'll go around and let you introduce yourselves.
Jan Bell, and I'm with the Middle Street Walk, which we started 20 years ago.
There you go. Also,
Gloria Parsons from Middle Street Walk.
And I'm Pauline Bresnahan from Pauline's Gifts.
First time podcast for you?
No.
No, you've been here before. First for Jan.
Yes.
And my
Good
co-host?
Kim Smith.
Who went out of her way, drove all the way to Rockport in hopes of a maple bacon donut. I think they're purposely not making a maple bacon
on
donuts
Sunday
anymore.
No. But,
well, I tagged them, and so early this morning on Instagram, they put a picture of their festive holiday donuts.
But they didn't have those either.
What are they doing? What's going on? They need to get their social media in line with the bakers over there. Okay. Well, there's definitely a disconnect.
I have to be honest. I was already over there filming the Northern Pintail Dog. So I'm sorry.
You didn't have to tell me that. You know. I would have thought it was a lot more special.
I know, but I don't.
If I just thought that you went over there for my maple bacon donut.
I know, but I don't want to be deceptive.
I'm kidding. We have a lot of lot. This is one of those coming up. Is one of those quintessential
killer
Gloucester weeks. this I don't know if this would top. Are equivalent, or it's certainly in the same category of Fiesta to 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, all that, you know.
That whole stretch down.
That 3rd of July, 4th of July, you know, going from Novena right through.
Right.
What
it's
happening?
True. No, it's true.
Well, that's a big week.
It's a big week. I don't know if this is quite.
But we're going to run down. We're going to run down every day. There's something going on that's like that.
It's
not
major.
That's
it's
must
beautiful.
must participate.
Must do.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off by saying, the number one thing I want to mention, the Good Morning Gloucester holiday parties at Cape Angie Clay. We locked down a date. It's the 16th of December.
Exciting. And you just mentioned it was a Saturday.
It's a Saturday this year, so I'll be able to be there for the whole thing. And I'm very excited because the very next day is our 10-year anniversary on Good Morning Gloucester.
That's tremendous.
Big shout out.
Founded by you.
With a lot of contributors.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Who would have thunk it?
Right.
I remember writing some of the first posts. I was down in Newport, Rhode Island, and it was it was winter, it was snowing and cold and stuff like that. We stayed at a beautiful little inn. But I love going to Newport. I love going to places that are, like we're going to talk about Montreal, but I love going to places that are normally like summertime places, in a complete off-season. The service is always fantastic. And like the waiters and waitresses are happy to see you, and they're not, you know.
They're not stressed out.
Yeah, and the chefs can usually make some interesting, you know, are really
Newport's
good
got a great St. Patrick's Day parade.
They do
an unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
it's
I
a great time to
imagine.
Go down. Yeah, I'm a, you know, the Irish girl over here.
Danger.
Yeah, I love it down there, St. Patrick's Day.
I'm so jealous of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I really am.
Yeah.
My wife is Irish, and
well, now you can be honorary Irish on St.
Well, I've been partaking, believe me, since college. It's always a highlight. One other order of business to take care of. Cape Ann Community Cinema sponsors the podcast. They give us 2 tickets to give away to someone that shares the podcast. So. If you see the podcast on Facebook and you share it, you have a chance to win 2 tickets to Cape Ann Community Cinema. His schedule, there's a link in the show notes to see the shows that are playing there. Another thing, I put a sticky at the top of the blog, opportunities for our fan base to support our contributors.
I thought that was terrific.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
So there's all links to, there's Donna Artizzoni and my sister and the Eves at Cape Angie Clay and
David
Peter
Cox.
And Vicky and David Cox, Bridget Matthews. These are all people that put in a lot of time on, you know, creating incredible posts that if you're interested in buying something, you could go to them.
That was a really good thing. I thought that was great.
And I keep it sticky for like a week.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it was nice. Yeah. I didn't put my stuff in there, my other stuff in there, because we sold out of the calendars and I only have a few hats left. But
no, I think that was
everybody really buys stuff from everybody else.
I think that was a very thoughtful idea that you had.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Pauline Bresnahan is here. Speaking of buying gifts, yeah, she owns a gift shop. And
18 years.
Oh, 18 my goodness.
Years.
That's
2 years after the Middle Street Walk started.
Yep.
But you're here on a couple different assignments. One of them is our favorite coffee, Gloucester Joe's. They're still around.
Hmm. Yep. So we carry Gloucester Joe's at Pauline's. We're the only store in Gloucester that's carrying it. And I just stocked up for the holidays with the last shipment for the season from Larry dropped off for me in November. So it's pretty fresh. And we'll have it until I close December 22nd or till they sell out. And we'll have stock it again next spring. Misty says hi. And
thank you, Misty, for my Blackburn. Blackburn, so there's three different roasts I think they have. Do you carry all three?
I do. I have the decaf, which I found out decaf is what you would use if you're making alcoholic coffee drinks. Did you know that?
No.
You shouldn't use regular, you should use a decaf.
Why is that?
Probably, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably because you've got enough. You don't want to.
If it has the caffeine plus the sugar from the coffee drink, maybe that's kind of overload. You know what I mean?
I never knew. Maybe that's why I'm going to try that more this winter, I guess.
But we did taste tests of this stuff, and it's really good. The Blackburn is a little bit more high test.
Okay.
And then the what's the other
perfect
one?
Perfect Storm.
The perfect.
Great name.
Which one's the high test? Is the Perfect Storm?
Blackburn is the high test.
And the Perfect Storm is the more mellow roast. Breakfast
yeah.
blend.
And the other one is the decaf one is called something else.
Yeah.
And I don't sell a lot
something
of
something else.
This is a very informative
name.
Podcast.
I can't
wrong with any of them.
I just sell these two the most, and can't think of the name of the third one because I don't sell it that often.
It's excellent.
We do the ground, and we do. I have some whole beans.
Yeah.
But we will have it again. Misty's been kind of laying low, but we want to keep it on the shelves, and I will have it again in the spring. We'll have it year round. The only other store that carried it this year was Sea Meadow Gifts up in Essex. But we wanted to keep it going because I had a lot of people looking for it after all the work Larry and Misty did for years.
We loved it,
and I
didn't know
that. They roast their beans, is that right?
They have a roaster that they worked with, and they developed this particular blend. It was their baby.
Yeah,
they marketed it and sold it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And she did an amazing job marketing it. So
it's very good coffee. It's they're both very smooth, and it just depends. If you feel like a breakfast blend, you go with the Perfect Storm. If you want a little more high test, you go with the Blackburn.
Yeah, Blackburn for me is my coffee in the morning. Perfect Storm is after 5.
Can you drink coffee after 5 and still sleep?
Yeah.
I can only.
That's a talent.
Right. I can only drink decaf. I can only have one cup of decaf.
I can't have more than one
morning,
cup, but I can have a cup. Like out at dinner at night.
Jen, how about you? Can you drink coffee at night?
No.
Herbal
tea at night.
Yeah. They take a coffee cup out of my hand.
This is really
addicted to it.
I never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh,
so it's called Gloucester Joe?
Yeah. That's the name of it.
What a great gift.
Yeah. It's a great gift. I know in the past, like stocking stuffers, teachers' gifts, they're great gifts.
I sell out of that. I'll sell out of that before I close for Christmas.
Yeah.
We just stocked up, but people were so happy to see it back on the shelves again. It was off for about a year, and I got in touch with Misty and said, I really want, people want it again. And
They were posting every single day about it for a long time, and it seemed like they got some traction. I think then life got in the way, and then poof, didn't hear from them.
Yeah.
It was nice for you to reach out to her and get it going again.
Yeah, they're here seasonally. That's why they're not really in a lot of the other stores through the winter. So they'll be back here again in the spring, and we'll bring it back in our store, and I'm sure Sea Meadow too.
You're also here to talk about the woman-owned businesses along the Essex Coastal Scenic Byway, which is Route 133 and 1A. What is who? When did this start? And
so there were three of us women that got together. I love to shop myself, so I've been in every one of those stores before we decided to do the brochure. We run, I'm only store in Gloucester, and we run up to Raleigh. There are 9 businesses on the brochure this year. We got an award from the Essex Coastal Heritage because we were the first time that anyone had taken advantage of being on the byway. And that's something that they were like, this is 90 miles of byway, and we were the first group that actually have used the byway as a way for people to find us.
Oh.
And the signage is awesome. So after we got the award, there was a write-up and a paper up in Raleigh about us on the front page. A gentleman did a really nice article. And then Chronicle just got in touch with us, and they filmed in us every one of our stores. They took 2 days, and they will be Chronicle's episode will be filming, airing this Wednesday night.
Oh.
So 7:30 this Wednesday night, the Byway Women will be on Chronicle. We'll take up the whole half hour.
I know somebody you can add to it. You know the, in Raleigh, the inn there that's right on the main road?
Yeah.
And it's closed right now for renovations?
Yeah.
Well, my friend Briar bought it, and she's turning it into a hotel and a restaurant.
That's awesome.
Country Gardens.
So it's going to be called Briar's Barn Inn, I believe is the name of
That's
it.
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah, we'll go up to 15.
Did you say it's Chronicle Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, the 6th, I think that's the date. Yeah, 7:30.
And it goes from Gloucester to Raleigh?
Our particular group will only we wanted a certain amount of miles. So this is a easily you could do this drive in a day.
Right.
To visit every one of those businesses.
Right.
So
some great restaurants
Raleigh,
along that road too.
Yeah, we're just that's the whole thing. We said to them, you know, imagine the byway without all of these little places on them.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a byway.
Oh,
right. It would be just
trees,
a road.
Trees
yeah.
And houses.
And we kind of so we've really enjoyed it. The front cover of our brochure is one of the members. I'm number one on the map. Number 5 is the one of the other partners that I got together with, Joanne Cassia. She's the artist. She's the folk artist. And then Katrina Haskell, who's a Gloucester girl.
Katrina LaFada. For people that are listening to this, yeah.
So she's one of the other. The three of us got together in April. We named it Women Owned. We wanted the women on the top of the brochure because I think that's what attracts people's eyes to, especially a woman shoppers. And it's just been really fun working with. I had been in every one of those businesses, but I didn't know the owners.
Uh-huh.
I knew a few. Katrina knew a couple, and so did Joanne. So we asked the ones we knew. A few women turned us, said, no, we're not interested.
Oh.
Now they're kicking themselves.
Right, G-U-M-A.
Oh, well. And we're hoping that other areas of the byway will pick this up and say this is something we can do in our section, or you know, we just kind of thought outside the box a little and we worked together. It's been a lot of fun. The Salem paper came in Friday because I let the people at Essex Heritage know that we were going to be on Chronicle because I thought it was important to them because they're the ones that recognized us first. And they sent it to the Salem paper. They've been trying to get them to do an article, as we had in the Gloucester paper too, and they just never did it. And all
Until,
of a sudden, they
right.
called and said,
"Now they heard the Chronicle was on."
Nothing like getting
that's,
scooped by Chronicle.
Kim, you know that's how you know that's how it works,
yeah.
right? Like when we have a great story, and I send it into my contacts in the Boston media. If one person picks it up. Like within 15 minutes of, they all are watching each other. And then they're all, like, it's funny. And then, like, when the news vans come down, they come, it's almost like a caravan. Because within 15 minutes of each other,
they're all there. That's all right, we'll take it. You know, just happy that.
So tell me about Pauline's Gifts. Just give me, like, a brief rundown of what is going to be some of the popular gift items at Pauline's Gifts.
So this year, mailboxes again. I paint 100
painted.
A year. I have painted more mailboxes this year than ever before.
Everybody on Cape Ann is going to have a Pauline's
Gift. I just shipped
well,
three movie feeders to Georgia. and birdhouse. I mean, the painted, my painted stuff is just.
People love being able to customize stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have an Etsy shop?
No, because you know what? A lot of the stuff is people want special. So I have my Facebook page, my Instagram, my Pinterest. So, but I tell people, I do it to help match what you want, you know. So I do a lot of custom pieces that other people are like, what the heck is that, you know, and why would somebody want that? That's what they like, you know. I've done some weird things.
Do you paint a buoy every year?
The Christmas tree, the lobster trap tree was our dear friend Janice Lufkin Shay's idea. What, 20 years ago?
Right. It was big, yeah.
And so when the Art Haven helped with it, she had a bunch of friends that helped her build that. And then Art Haven, David Brooks, and those took over. And we said to Janice, said, how can they raise money? He said, they need to make something to go on the tree, an ornament type thing,
right,
so they can sell them. And we came up, that's when the buoy idea started. So
okay.
I've done buoys for David for a long time.
Yeah,
I love him.
You know, I was thinking, I'm sure they're beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, it's just fun. I mean, there's some really talented people out there.
There are some cool buoys.
Jeff Weaver does
some
buoys sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't know
they're great buoys.
I've seen some even some of them sculpt them into things.
R2-D2 ones.
Oh, my God, that was so cool.
Very popular with the Minions lately. Yeah, because the Minions the perfect shape for a buoy. You know?
I love that Essex Bird Shop is on there too. Those ladies
are so nice. There's a so I knew the two girls in Essex, Georgianne, and the Eason girls. Those are sisters, and so I asked them. They're always quick to anything like that, and they're just so excited with the publicity they're getting.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Just been a really. We have brunch to have our meetings. We all get together at Joanne. She has a bed and breakfast right next to her business, so we have brunch there, and her husband serves us, and we all sit and brainstorm stuff.
That's fantastic.
It's been really good.
Is there any wine drinking during the brainstorming?
Not the brunches, no. Mimosas, but
mimosas.
Not wine.
I remember like my a person I may or may not have been married to in a former life, they had the book club, and the book club ended up being like a, you know, I don't know if they ever talked about the book. They all got together and they drank wine. So speaking of the lobster trap tree, this coming week, Monster Week, we already spoke about this. The lobster buoy painting has commenced, and the line, I saw the photo you took, the line to get into Art Haven,
the line was amazing.
Which is amazing to me. It is certifiable a thing that if you have a young child and you don't bring them to get a buoy painted, you're kind of a bad parent at this point, right?
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, it's like you're a neglectful parent, a terrible, horrible human being. No, I joke. But what I don't understand why there's such a line, other than knowing that it's such a popular thing, aren't they going to all the different schools?
No, the schools, that is the day set aside for the schools to
come to them. Oh, the school to come to them.
Yes,
that makes sense now.
Yes,
okay, all right.
What a great way to get kids interested in your downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
And community stuff, and
it's really
such an awesome
It's really
way.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
So, you know Kathy Kelly? She asked me to photograph them with all the schools, there, because they're going to do a slide. They want them for some slide thing that they're doing.
Well, probably
so,
for the buoy auction
to
have it playing in the background or something.
So I've been going to every group, and it's the same every time. The kids' faces, they're just so...
They love it.
...full of pride, and, you know, they hold them up, like...
But it's like the gift that keeps on giving, because so you go there, right? Because, you know, this kind of time of year, it's a little cold out, you're not outside as much. So, like, on a weekend, you bring your kid in there, and then they paint. And you have a nice time. They can go downtown to eat or have something at one of our great restaurants. But then, so now that's one day. The next time, like, then they start placing the buoys on the tree. So you drive downtown to find the buoy out of there's like a thousand buoys on there. Find where your buoy is. Then, the tree lighting. Then, the buoy auction. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
and everybody, like our tree, and this is kind of a joke that we have every year. It truly is the greatest lobster trap tree.
It is.
Out of all of them. Like,
nobody else.
No,
has.
Not like that horrible one
without
in Maine, with made by the convicts and with the Chinese-made bows that they put, the generic bows
that's
that they
right.
adorn the tree with,
that's
rather
right.
than the angelic children of Gloucester who hand paint and adorn with love and heartfelt appreciation.
Yes,
our buoys
that
adorn
our tree.
What's that?
I don't think you really like this activity. I'm being sarcastic.
It's fantastic.
No.
It really is.
It is
fantastic. So anyway, it is buoy painting week. I put a link to your post that has the schedule.
Oh, okay. And also, well, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm just going to throw this out there. So they have all the lights donated on the outside, right? But they want to put colorful lights on in the inside, going from the apex down, so that. But then David, I was talking to David, and he said, oh, well, it's $250. I don't know if we're going to do that. So I was thinking about putting a little appeal up, if I get the go-ahead from them and say, we need $250 to put colorful lights up in the inside of Art Haven. What do you think?
What do you mean by an appeal? What are you going to do?
Like, just say, does anybody want to donate to
it? Oh, you want to do a post to raise money for the thing?
Yeah, for the lights. Because you know why? Because they have to buy new lights every year. They can't. The reason why, it's not that the lights wear out, is that they're very carefully tied on.
Mm.
And so when they're cutting the wires, when they're cutting the ties, they
inevitably
cut the wire to the. So they have, each year they have a few strands left over, but it's something that they have to buy every single year for the most part.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
These are the lights inside the tree.
Yeah. Yes, because somebody donated this year the lights outside the tree. I want to say
the building center in the past, I know, has been very generous with them.
I'm not going to say, I think I know who the name is, but I don't want to say because I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, in case,
sure.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good idea.
Yeah.
So along with the lobster trap buoy painting day and then the lobster trap lighting. Lobster trap lighting is the same day as one of my favorite events of the year, the Middle Street Walk, which we say this every year, is an absolute no-brainer. Because there's like 20 different things happening along Gloucester's historic district.
We got three pages worth of
Three pages.
I know, we posted it up. So we have a link.
Okay.
In the show notes, there's a link to this schedule. But I want you guys to talk. There's a couple of new events this year that's as part of the Middle Street Walk. I want you to definitely speak about that, and then talk about a little bit more about it. Go ahead, Jan.
Well, the new events are there's new groups that are singing. There's a magic show at the library, which every kid is interested in. I don't know how parents are going to choose between going to the Cape Ann Museum and doing wrapping paper and a story hour, and the Docksiders are there. And then my favorite, I have to say, is the Gloucester High School chorus that sings at the UU Church. They always make me cry because they're so
beautiful,
aren't they?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
But there's so many things. There's a classical concert for those who want to just kind of ease into the season at Trinity Church with Lou Estella, a cellist, Janine Lynch with her violin. And then we have an a cappella group at Trinity Church that called Custom Blend that will sing chorus songs of the season as well as pop songs. And then there's we're getting Rockport in on this because they're going to be at the Sargent House, the Madrigal Singers.
Yeah, this is
Vermont.
The second or third year that they've been there.
Wow.
And they're going to be all decorated. That's the other thing, is the decorations, the seasonal decorations. The Sargent House Museum does it so beautifully, and then they sell them, so you can take them home.
Mm.
And they serve refreshments. Everything's free. That's what's so great. You don't have to worry about paying for the kids or for yourselves, and there's refreshments all along. And this year it coincides with the beginning of Hanukkah, so Rabbi Lewis at the temple is going to tell those of us who are not Jewish about the real Hanukkah story.
Do they build a menorah tree, the lobster trap menorah, this year?
That's a good question. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I drove by there the other day and I didn't see it.
No, not yet.
But they may be.
Jim Dowd and
Sharon and Bob Abrams, they're very. They usually do that.
I have to reach out to them,
it.
See if they're going to do it.
I don't know. I think so.
That's very unique.
It's so cool.
Then it culminates, besides the, of course, wonderful lobster trap tree, which is famous all over the country now, is the light show, which you've already covered.
Yeah, we spoke.
Harbor Vision.
Harbor Vision,
is that Karen Benison? Is that
Benison.
Stephanie Benison.
Benison. Who is the daughter of Terrilac. So she's an artist by genetics as well as...
Yeah,
and she's very excited about it. And her youth and enthusiasm was a great shot to us, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's like, whoa, okay. After 20 years, it's nice to have young people getting involved in this.
That's exciting.
And the same at the KPM Museum, Courtney Richardson and that whole group.
Yep.
And then at the library, they're having the Bling Fling. So if you haven't already gotten your share of blings, they are featuring jewelry of all shapes and sizes from the beginning to the end of the Middle Street Walk. And you can purchase them, and they're all excited about it. This is something different for the library. Plus they'll have music and refreshments, but this is a new thing. The Bling Fling.
When you're at the light show, can you also see the gingerbread houses?
The gingerbread houses have to be moved out before the light show.
Oh.
So the gingerbread houses are being asked to be moved by 2:30 that afternoon.
Can they be put someplace
else? Well, if they're not taken home, we're going to put them downstairs.
Okay, because, for me, trying to get to everywhere to take a photo if I can cover two things in one place, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice if you can't see it, if you don't have time to see it in the morning, you could also stop in and have a look at it at the light show.
But just so people know, they are going to be moved by 2:30.
They have to be moved by 2:30.
The big band is playing, too, earlier at City Hall, which is always a big hit. You know, Carlos.
It's busy in there.
Yes.
Carlos Menez. And the O'Malley, he has done such an amazing job with the O'Malley School Band. And the chorus, and that's another thing that makes me cry, is seeing like 100 kids
a lot of crying
up on the stage, you know, singing their hearts
fabulous.
Out and loving it,
loving
being there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those heartwarming community things.
Yeah.
But if you want to go crazy, we've got a new thing. The Cops are coming.
Oh, Cops and Kids. They're doing a hayride.
They're going to love this.
Oh, my God.
At 10 a.m. till noon, just around... from Warren Street to Dale Avenue to Middle and then back again.
Oh my goodness, what time does that happen?
That happens from 10 to noon.
Okay.
And then of course from noon to 2 is our trolley car ride. So we still got that. Yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
The Masked Mutters are involved.
They are involved. They were involved with the Halloween party.
How is it a hayride lugged by a four big oversized 4x4? Or what's going on?
One of the police cars.
I'm sorry.
Lights and
mass
the whole
mother,
thing.
What are mass mothers?
4x4 guy. Four wheeler.
It was last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is going to be by a police car.
Kids love this stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
And we had talked. It was offered to us to do the long route. And we thought about it, and we thought we're not going to. If we do that, we're not going to get enough kids
coming to
on
the
it.
Events.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we won't have
oh,
enough time
events.
To get them
yeah.
on and off.
Yeah.
So we're doing the short route.
Yeah.
So that we can get more kids on it, because I guess it was amazing at Halloween, the Halloween
so
party.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I love hearing
and the,
this stuff.
The Masked Mutters are terrific. They're helping to get the kids on and off. And
the trolley ride is great, because the docents from the museum, KPM Museum. I mean, Middle Street, the way we focused on it 20 years ago was the architecture. There's such a great collection of architecture on that street. We've got First period, we've got Greek Revival, we've got Federalist, we've got Italianate and Victorian, and it's all right there. So as you go down the street, they kind of focus on all the different styles of building. And so tomorrow, a group of us old ladies and some young ones, thank goodness, are going to be putting wreaths up and boughs and decorating along the street.
Oh.
And then people do their own too. But we luckily got it paved this year, so it won't be so...
ankle breakers. There are no ankle breakers this year.
And so you can actually walk down the street. I mean, the Middle Street Walk is kind of misnamed. It should be the Middle Street Event,
yeah.
You know, but... Mm. It started off to sort of call attention to the architecture and the presence of that street, and all the religious, the historical, the museums that are in that core area. I mean, that is the heart of Gloucester.
I love it. I love that area. I love being down there. I love everything about it. When I got divorced, the first thing I thought was I would like to find a place like downtown, like on Middle Street, would be ideal.
I know, me too.
As it turned out, I lucked out, and I'm back in the Shire, up on Harriet Road. But that would, like, either spot. Jesus.
And also, like, where Ken Hecht lives. Building that he
all
renovated.
All those spaces.
Because
now we have all the restaurants and all the festivals that you can walk to.
People who live downtown. I mean... It's becoming more of a hub that way too, more residential. It's always been residential, but it's it's mixed now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And
well, that's been the trend. Like this urban living has become. People have.
You don't have to get in a car.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
It used to be. I mean, there were on the top floors of every one of the stores on Main Street were apartments.
Were apartments.
People lived down there,
yeah.
And then they.
And they shopped in where they lived.
We want to keep our Main Street vibrant.
Yes.
We want to shop.
It's so important.
We don't want to get rid of bricks and mortar.
Speaking of keeping it vibrant, one of the biggest shopping days of the year, which you brought up, thankfully, Jim, is the ladies' night, which is December. So we're going to run all through this again at the very end of the podcast, but December 7th, is ladies' night. That's Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies' night downtown it's been big for the last 3 or 4 years, but it's only getting bigger every single year. The downtown merchants offer great deals.
Yes.
And special refreshments.
Yes.
Yeah,
don't forget to go over to Sabre Wine and Cheese also, because they are participating in that as well.
Sabre Wine.
I always go there first.
You go there first. Good idea.
I always go there first. Park right on the corner. We whip right in there.
Yeah, she always has good good like treats and stuff
treats
like that.
And
food.
And then a couple of restaurants are doing. Captain Carlos is open for the first time this year.
Oh,
I think the Gloucester House has something happening. So after you shop and spend all your money on Main
Margaret
Street.
And Margaret Ferranti has a fundraiser.
Yeah, and I think the restaurants are doing.
Oh, does it?
But then after you shop and you go eat, and some
that's
of the restaurants.
I'll tell you what. I think the only thing that rivals it from a standpoint of women getting together hysterically shopping would be the Mariposa sale. The Mariposa sale is probably the only thing that may be in the same category of hysterical women shopping.
It's kind of like the bridal gowns on sale at Filene's.
At Filene's, when people get trampled.
Yes.
But no trampling in the Gloucester one, thankfully.
It's sort of like the block parties, too, because you see so many people at downtown at that. It's more of a social...
Like a homecoming kind of thing for women.
So many of the shops have decorated their storefront so beautifully, too. I noticed that the other day.
Good Linens just joined the chamber. They've been there for a while, but they just had a kind of a official grand opening.
They really expanded their inventory, too.
Have they?
Yeah, I stopped in the other day, and they had a really nice selection of very nice gifts.
A lot of great shops downtown. Yeah. Brass Monkey... kind of a new addition.
Yeah.
I went into Pisces last weekend. I love her shop, and I just because in ladies' night I can't see anything. There's so many people in there, so I thought I'll go in before ladies' night, and then I can shop.
Pisces is my go-to. when I'm negligent and it's last minute, Pisces is my go-to.
Yeah.
I can always find something.
I got this at Pisces.
There you go. Right?
I
loved. You know what I loved too? What my other one that we lost was TBT Post. They always had like cozy
things. They have a nice shop there now too.
That new one shop place.
Does that, didn't we speak about her?
Yes, it's Design of Mine, Melissa.
She's the winner. She won the podcast thing last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she would not win. So the post that I put up on Facebook, she shared that.
Right.
She was very
That's
excited.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
she was the winner.
She was very excited that we were talking about her shop.
Yeah, Design by Mine.
Yeah.
So that's down
in
the West End.
Design of Mine.
Design of Mine.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah.
No,
she's
there's
wonderful.
Great shops. Great
she's
shop.
My she's my neighbor.
Toys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Plum Street?
Yeah, she lives on Plum Street.
In the Shire.
In the
God's
Shire.
Country.
Yeah.
The best neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I'm right in the middle of it.
You live in
Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, you're my neighbor. I lived like 4 or 5
yeah,
houses down from
you.
I'm 57 for a while there. I loved it.
Where do you live, Pauline?
I'm a West Gloucester girl.
Oh.
I've been a West Gloucester girl.
Poor baby.
You know,
poor
the
baby.
Best part of the world is in West Gloucester.
I love
you
West Gloucester.
No, it's not. It's East Gloucester.
I love West Gloucester.
It's going to throw down. You're going to throw down.
Yeah, West is best.
You know what's so great about Gloucester is I used to sell real estate, and I used to think, oh, East Gloucester's the best part. And then I started showing houses in West Gloucester, and I thought, oh, wow, I didn't know all this was here. And then I started showing houses in Lanesville, and then the quarry houses, and then
Magnolia.
Magnolia thinks they're not part of Gloucester, like Annisquam.
They really don't, right, yeah, they really don't.
There are so many, that's what's so beautiful about living on Cape Ann,
mm-hmm.
is
a lot
everyone
of pride.
Has
yeah.
the best place.
Yeah, and also,
you live in the best
a,
place.
It is, and each area is very unique.
Yeah.
It has a very wonderful, unique character.
Donna would swear to it. Donna wouldn't live anywhere else but Magnolia.
Oh, yeah.
I know
she,
that for a fact.
Right. She loves,
she loves it. She loves it. Yeah, it's funny. So there's that. That's December 7th. Where there is on what night is the Zugu versus Gravy, I think.
That's on Tuesday.
That's on the 6th.
On the 5th.
The 5th.
And
okay,
that's
so
at noontime.
At noontime.
At noontime.
At Tono.
Right.
Is the mayor and Anthony Catarano have been going head to head
right.
on social media. Anthony calls it gravy.
Right.
And us real Italians call it Zugu.
Or sauce,
really?
Right? Zugu
or
sauce, right?
But not
gravy.
Gravy yeah. goes on turkey or meatloaf.
Right.
On pasta.
Or in your pocket.
See, I'm not
we always used to call making money making gravy.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go, in your pocket.
Yeah.
But they're having a great fundraiser.
I'm not Italian. We grew up calling it sauce, not...
not gravy.
Not gravy.
Not gravy.
That's a Boston thing, isn't it?
I think you're right. And
I think
it
might be like
in
the North End or something.
Yeah.
Well, he grew up in the Boston area, I think.
Yeah.
So.
And
yeah.
he has the Prezza in the North End.
Yes.
So maybe that
so that's why he can get away with calling it gravy in the North End, right?
So it's Tuesday at noontime. They're selling tickets, and it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. And
I went to Tono last night with
the
lovely Kate. He tried to kill me last night. He kept sending plates my way.
Aww.
And he's so generous with me. But he started out with the scallops crudo.
Oh my God, that looks so good.
With like it was like a citrus.
Oh, that looks
my
so
God.
Good.
I could have just ate and ate and
ate.
Ate
all those.
And then he sent the meatball. His meatballs are phenomenal. You know what I love about his meatballs are? They're barely held together. So when you kind of fork them, they're like they're not like hard, like packed things.
Right,
they're delicious.
Oh, maybe we could get a plate. Maybe on Tuesday I could get a plate for you.
I like the way you're thinking. I like the way you're thinking.
Seeing
as Brothers Brew fails us week in and week out with the maple bacon donuts, Tono will come through.
No, we love Brothers Brew.
No,
don't
we do love.
That.
We do. That's listen. We wouldn't go all the way from East Gloucester to Rockport to try to get them if they weren't that phenomenal. The winners of the 2017 Good Morning Gloucester Cape Ann Donut Challenge, Brothers Brew. We love them, but if they made the if they took care of us a little better, we'd love them even more. So that's next Tuesday. Zugu versus Gravy fundraiser at Tono.
This coming Tuesday.
On the 6th. So wait, that was the 5th.
5th,
right?
Right.
On the 6th, Feather and Wedge is having a Bordeaux wine dinner event with the Wine Bear, who has done events at the past in the past at Passports.
At Passports, yeah.
And I love Feather Wedge. I tried to get into the duck this past week. I failed again.
You know what?
This is 2 years I haven't been able to get into the duck. I called on Tuesday. I couldn't get into the duck.
No, you have to call like weeks.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know.
And also, sometimes you can sit at the bar.
Yeah, do you ask them that? Because they...
I just can't take a chance.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but you can reserve the bar, too. Did you know that? You can reserve seats at the bar.
Well, yeah.
I shouldn't have blabbed that, because Tom and I do that.
No, know. You don't give away those secrets. Those are insider secrets.
I shouldn't have blabbed that.
Okay. I love those people. I have to get there, though. I'm missing my mushroom soup.
And also, they're... we usually go late. You're probably trying to make a reservation earlier.
In fairness, I tried to make a 6 o'clock reservation.
Forget that.
I thought that 6 o'clock would be easier to get than 7:30. I thought that people go out at 7.
I think older people go out earlier. So
50. I just turned 50, so I guess there you go, Kim. Nice shot.
No, because I walk by there, you know, oftentimes at 4:30 or 5, and there are people eating there.
Yeah.
So,
I'm there.
See, you too. My Kate, you know, we spoke about, I'm really, my Kate is quite a bit younger than I am, but she's an old soul. She actually is the one who, like, we like to go out early and be in bed by 8:30.
Well, see, so if you go out at 3 and you have a drink, then you can go home after, you know, and then have a little nap and then be up for a while. That's what I said to Glenn. 3 o'clock dinner, and then I can have a drink, and then I go home, have a nap, and wake up and have a...
It's so sad. It's so sad.
You know where we always like? We go to the Azorian after bowling. So I bowl in this league with a bunch of women. And what's nice about that, we get there at 9 o'clock after bowling.
At night?
Yeah. And they
She's
never,
already had her nap.
No, yeah, we do bowling, and it's really fun league, women's league. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get in there, and they'll serve us at the bar. We have dinner and stuff. And it's so nice. You never feel like you're holding them up.
Mm.
Which
great.
Is a lot of places, yeah. You know.
If you go in towards the end of their closing, like if they close at they close at 9 and you show up at 8:30, you can feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's always nice to feel like you're not holding people up from leaving.
Right.
And we try not to stay too late, but, you know, it's nice that we have a place that you can go to.
And
the
Franklin is like that, too.
Yeah.
The Franklin starts...
They serve dinner late.
They serve dinner late.
That's nice.
But,
it's awesome, I find, because especially, like, my husband, he's a writer, so we're always eating dinner very late. And then, or if we go to the theater, then it's a great place to go after.
The Azorian has great lunch specials.
Do they?
Very
we are so lucky to have so many great places to eat.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
I mean, honestly.
Really.
We're spoiled.
Right.
We are.
We're spoiled.
For a small city, and that's what I love about bringing people into Gloucester, is taking them around and showing them the different choices, yeah.
We didn't have that 20 years ago.
No.
Really?
It started like, well, don't you think? We had the White Rainbow. We had plenty of breakfast places, but really,
we talk
about this every other week, how the progression happened. It was like we had the White Rainbow, and there really wasn't any really fancy places to eat, right?
Yeah.
And then Au Beaujolais started after Ron Gilson's place closed.
Yeah.
And then Au Beaujolais turned into the Café Beaujolais at where the Franklin is now. Then the Franklin Cape Ann bought them out, and then the Duckworths came and Passports
but
came and Latitude came and
but there was just Sugar
Magnolias
and Virgilio's and I mean it's just great
the bakeries.
Cafe Sicilia. I mean, you know,
the breakfast not to mention all the breakfast places. I lived in Danvers for a couple of years.
No.
And
do they have nothing there? Like
there was Brothers. There was one like Brothers like kind of greasy spoon breakfast buffet place. Other than that, it was like Denny's, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I'm just like, I feel so bad for these people. You know, it's all like sheet pan food places or, stuff that
was
made.
I was at George's for breakfast one morning, and the couple next to us were from Beverly. They dropped their daughter off at school, and every morning they tried different breakfast places in Gloucester. They said, we just take a ride down, and we drop her off at school, and then they try all that. She said, where's another one? This is our first time here. Where should we go tomorrow? There's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Beverly's coming along though.
Yeah,
they're coming along.
They have some lovely restaurants.
They've made some strides in the past 10 years.
Nothing like Gloucester.
They don't have our view.
Yeah, that's right. True.
No, they don't have the access to the water that we have.
That's
they don't have a lot of things.
Right.
That we
if you're going to go out for breakfast, you want to take a walk afterwards.
Right.
Where are you going to do that in Beverly?
Or go sit at Morning Glory and see the ocean.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention one more thing. I am the worst bell ringer. But I'm in the bell ringers at Trinity Church.
Oh,
and if you want to see, we're going to try to be outside this year on the Middle Street Walk, which is really fun to play the bells outside as people are walking by.
What does that mean, the bell ringer? What does that do?
There's a bell ringing band.
Right.
We all have bells and chimes, and we
play
songs.
A bell in each hand?
That play different notes.
Mm-hmm.
Each bell is a different
wow.
note. And so...
And, I joined it a couple of years ago, and I'm slow. So,
well, that's
I usually am hitting at the wrong time, but it's beautiful, you know, to have. It's kind of going back to an old-fashioned type of music that brings in that caroling sound and the music of the season. So they're going to try to be outside at noon, and. We'll see how the weather is. Otherwise, they're inside.
And that's at Trinity Church?
Yeah,
okay.
It's outside.
Which one's
Trinity
Church?
Trinity's the new one that burned down. You know, Middle Street has a few fires.
I remember that fire.
Yeah.
Because I was at my grandfather's on Gould Court, Joe Popcorn.
I didn't
and,
know.
I
you know, the other thing
that.
Is the anniversary of the temple burning down is this week, too. There's an event around that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
So
where they're going to be going to the UU Church, I think, doing a commemoration of that whole event.
I didn't know Trinity Church burned down at one time.
Oh,
so
yeah, it was a big...
When was it rebuilt?
This is a while back.
Yeah.
This is a while
1979,
back
it burned down. It was rebuilt in 82.
Was
yeah.
It was long, because I was a kid, because my mother used to dump us off at my grandparents, the grocery store, Pat Center Grocery, when she used to go play tennis. So I was happy to be there, and then the fires. We walked down Gould Court through the chain link fence at the UU, and up to see the fire.
Yeah,
they were.
It was a big. I mean,
big,
that
huge.
Steeple was.
Wow.
Was
that was a big.
Engulfed.
Yeah,
they were told they had to burn the instead of sanding the siding. They had to burn
that awful way that they people used to remove paint.
Yeah. And that's
so
what happened.
Do you know? Do
well,
you
it
know
hit
that?
Electrical wiring.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't really burning. It was. They
melted it.
Singing.
Yeah.
It was
old lead paint, and so the way to in the old days before they had chemical removers, they would use heat to remove old paint, and wow.
And that's how it went up.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
That was terrible.
So
there's that. The day at okay, wait, the day after the Middle Street Walk is the, which the Middle Street Walk is next Saturday, the 9th. December 10th is Family Fun Day at Maritime Gloucester. Kim, you...
Yeah, they're going to be making ornaments, music, all kinds of, you know, marine-related fun activities.
Probably very
kids.
Similar to what they do with the Family Fun Day in the summer.
Yes.
But in the winter.
In the wintertime. And
it's
then
great
also,
take.
They this is exciting news for Gloucester. They, all summer long, they've been taking care of oysters. And they just released 60,000 little mini oysters.
Toddler oysters.
So they call them toddlers. So I guess at the beginning of the summer, they were as big as red pepper flakes. Then they grew to dime size. And then when they released them, they were nickel sized.
Wow.
So that would be a couple, I think that would be
so they're seeding some beds.
Yeah. In the, along, I read that it was at the Anisquam River. So I'm not exactly sure where that was.
I've seen some of those projects in the past where they kind of lay out some netting over and some stakes to protect them.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they did it. I would love to know more about it.
In the photo that I saw, I didn't see that. Maybe these were bigger, and that's why they could do that. I think one reason why it's not just for, you know, edibleness for the oysters. Oysters are like a water purifier.
They filter. So they filter it nonstop.
Yeah, they filter the water.
It would be great. We used to have someone had a pass to be able to post directly to Cape Ann Community.
From Maritime
Gloucester. That person must not be there anymore because we don't get any posts from them anymore.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I'd love to get more information on that whole project because it's something that's cool.
They should be posting on the community page. So
yeah, so maybe I have to reach. If you don't talk to them, maybe. Yeah. Are you going to be speaking to them, you think?
I could. And also Stefan Edick, he would know also.
But Stefan, is he involved down there?
Yeah, he's the Schooner Adventure
captain. I know who he is.
And he's the executive director at Adventure, and he's very involved. They're very involved. They do, you know, they coordinate everything together.
I didn't know he was on the board at the Heritage Center.
I don't know if he is or not, but they do everything together, so he would know who, because on the Adventure, they do a lot of good stuff with social media, so he'd probably know who the social media person is there, community liaison social media person, if they even have somebody there now.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I want to do a shout out to my friend, Susan O'Leary, who made a beautiful bag for my Kate. And she makes bags out of recycled coffee bags. You know what would make really cool bags is the Gloucester Joe's bags would make a great bag.
Yeah.
Pauline is scrolling through her social media.
Well, I'm looking at the oysters.
Oh, you're looking at the oysters?
I was thinking, I saw the picture. It looks like a big pizza pie.
So Susan O'Leary makes these beautiful bags.
Susan, get in touch with me. I'd love to have some of those in my store.
I'm going to text her because it could be on multi levels. The people that are buying Gloucester Joe's coffee could bring the bags back, and then she could make bags out of the Gloucester Joe's bags out of the bags that from the people.
What a great idea.
So cute.
Yeah. Does she have a card in there? Does she have a card? There's a little purse thing, too.
It's for cars.
They're really well made.
Well, let's tell our viewers what it is. It's a little, what would you say?
Change
three,
purse?
3x3.
You could put credit cards,
Velcro,
money.
Credit card.
Yeah, is that her card?
We used to call it change purse.
Yeah. This is her card. Okay, here you go. This is, you're going to contact her.
I'm going to take a photo so you can keep it.
I want you to contact her.
Sassy
Echo
Bags. This would be great for a coffee lover because it smells like coffee. Here, smell it. When you open it up,
really?
Smell it.
But I
always love the smell and AMP of the coffee.
www.sassyechobags.com. So yeah, upcycling these bags that would normally go into landfills.
So can you give her your own coffee bags?
Those came from me. I said, because these are all bags. I didn't know I didn't ask her to make me a bag.
Right.
She did it. She was so generous.
Oh.
I just call her whenever I just keep my bags rather than throwing them in the trash.
Right.
And I'm like Susan, I got a bunch of bags for you, and she brought me a bag.
That's
we obviously give her nice plugs, but I didn't.
They're really cool.
Really sweet of her.
Are you going to post a picture of that for?
I posted it on the blog.
Posted it for
that's right. I saw that. Sorry, I did see that.
But she can make. If you have a different kind of coffee, if you save your bags.
Yes, they're different. Yeah. See, Gloucester Joe's has a taped-on label. We need to go to the next level and have these lovely. Look at how neat these.
It's beautifully constructed.
Graphics.
Yeah, it's very well constructed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bag is not going to fall apart on you.
No, it's beautiful.
It's hard to describe it to the readers, but it has some kind of coating. Not readers, listeners. It has some kind of coating on it that I think will make it very sturdy.
Well, that's the bag
itself.
She didn't do anything to it.
Indestructible.
Yeah, you know what else? She's got nice double
stitching.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's added some kind of a.
Does it sound like I sew?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do, and it's very well done.
Oh, good.
Gloria Pazza, so she gave it two thumbs up endorsement.
Two thumbs up, yeah.
But the red color, isn't it? I mean, that's very, for the holidays, it's fantastic.
I can see Kate.
I feel remiss that I didn't have Kate have it last night to take it when we went for dinner at Tano.
Oh.
She was sashaying around with that little number.
Well, you know what? That's good for the beach. Because
looks
like it's waterproof.
It feels
you could use it as your bathing suit.
Could be a diaper bag.
Ooh, maybe we'll take this to...
Oh, diaper bag. That's
diaper bag.
I'm thinking green.
Is that what you mean?
Or
not for a while yet.
Have, you know,
I hope.
Mess. Yeah. You could wipe it clean.
Really nice.
I wanted
really
to mention, we had this in the show notes last week. I think it warrants mentioning because I'm in love with this town, city. Montreal.
Oh.
Kate and I have gone the last couple of years. We usually go on my first vacation, January 1st, we take off. We go to Montreal for a couple of nights. And it's a anyone that hasn't gone, it's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's a big city that lives like a European city, like big wide streets and gorgeous shops, excellent restaurants. The dollar is so strong that hotels are 5-star hotels, $104. I just booked the Sofitel right in downtown. But the best part about it is, I've said this for the last couple of years, whenever I look for flights to go to Montreal, they're outrageously priced. And there never seemed to be any direct flights. You always had to go to a weird airport to get there. WestJet has committed, they're doing 2 daily flights to Montreal nonstop, and last week I saw them, there were $68 direct flights. It's an hour and 15 minutes to get there.
What?
Yes, so
it's twice as much to fly to New York.
This is what I'm saying. It's a great time.
That's good.
If you want to get away, that's a great city, and the dollar's so strong, and the restaurants are so good.
Don't they have their ice festival the end of December, 1st of January?
We were there, so we usually go like January 1st that week, and it's still decorated from the holidays, and usually there's some snow going on, and it is, the lights and everything, the decorations are gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Great shopping. They have the underground mall there, that like it goes for miles, and so you don't have to, you can like be wearing like what we're wearing right now and walking around and not like all bundled up.
Very romantic city.
Mm. It is a very romantic city.
It is.
It's, like it's going to be a very romantic city.
well, there you go. We're going to have a podcast up there.
No, there will be no. This is going to be. Yeah, no. No podcast.
It is, though. It's
a
beautiful
podcast.
Macho. So check out, you can go directly on westjet.com.
So what is WestJet? I've never heard of that airline before.
It's a Canadian airline.
Oh, okay.
But
there's another one too, Elite Air, that has been. Canada Air has always been so expensive.
Yeah.
But there's these two smaller airlines, and it's great because.
Have you been up to Montreal lately?
Not lately, no.
When did you go last?
20 years ago.
Oh, really? Was it a great town then, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Some of our relatives went to McGill. So
there you go.
There, yeah.
And my twins both have gone up recently. The kids love to go there for a vacation.
My nephew BJ is, he just got into a fraternity, Theta Chi at Syracuse, and they're having their formal in Montreal.
Oh wow.
So yeah, that's gonna be quite a time. I imagine, because I think the drinking age is like 18 up there.
Oh, is it?
So it's gonna be.
That's why they're doing it there. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it should be 18 for college kids. I really do.
I don't know.
I think it's a travesty that they can serve in the military. And they can't have a drink legally. And also, I think I saw this firsthand. When you make the drinking age 21, it forces all this undercover drinking that the kids do. They seek alcohol outside of the dorm, outside of the school, and they get into a lot of trouble. And there's people who prey upon kids who are seeking that, and they don't. If you have to go to a restaurant and order a drink, you know, you pay $6, $7, $8, $9 or whatever for the drink, right? If you're a young person and you're procuring the alcohol through an older person, you're drinking big, huge bottles of things off campus. I think it's really messed up. I think it's really, really.
Do you remember the experiment when they had 18-year-old drinking here in Little Earls?
But it was 18 forever.
We had a table right in the center of Little Earl's every Saturday night. Yeah, that was
mayhem.
18, yeah, I remember.
No, it was forever?
Yeah, it was 18, and then then the federal government came in and said, we're going to stop federal funding for highways if you don't make the drinking age 21 across all, the drinking age 21 across all states. So that's
the way I understand it is this. The way I understand it is that it was 21, and the people that had that actually, when they turned it to 18, they got, and then they stopped it. Those people were grandfathered in. There was a period of time that there were people that were actually older than.
Say that again. Wait, I'm confused.
So when I was turned 18, the drinking age had gone to 18. So all of my high school friends, when we graduated high school, we were all able to. Actually, I had a picture in our high school yearbook. We were all at the tavern, having given out the extension on our yearbooks, and we're all at the bar because we were old enough when we got out of high school to go to a bar. And then when we turned 21, actually, that was the year that it went back to 21.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was already 21, so it was fine, but.
There were some people that were just behind you that got.
Yeah, so it was only a 3-year period.
Right.
That they did it. So yeah. I remember I was in that.
Right, that 3-year window. Yeah, it was, yeah. And it was mayhem for those kids.
So was that just in Massachusetts? Because we were in the Navy at that time, and I don't remember it being.
I think it was Mass, but I really didn't know anything about the rest of the world then. I'm amazed at what kids know about the rest of the world today when we didn't really care anything about
right
it.
Right there, I mean, they can't help but know everything.
No, I mean, even just it didn't interest us. Yeah. I mean, it was just living every day and having fun and.
Yeah.
You know.
Craziness. But anyway, this is a huge, huge, huge week for Gloucester.
Yeah.
December, you got Tuesday after at noontime at Tono. December 6th, you got Feather and Wedge. They have their wine dinner. You have,
we're on Chronicle.
Wednesday,
you're on Chronicle.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Thursday is Ladies Night. And then the Middle Street Walk is on Saturday with the Lobster Trap Tree lighting that evening and the Harbor Voices that evening at City Hall.
It's also Friday night, too.
Oh, Harbor Voices is Friday night, too?
Yeah, at City Hall.
At City Hall. You should really check that out.
We have to make sure there's something every night.
God almighty.
Yes, that's right. That's right after, you can go there right after the Lobster Trap Tree lighting.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's
on
right.
Saturday.
And then
but
December
10th
is Family Fun Day at Maritime.
It's a full week. And you can pick up these programs at City Hall or any of the venues, the Cape Ann Museum, any of the churches, the Sargent House Museum, all of them. The library has them. Everybody has these programs. You really do need a program because there's.
Yeah.
It's also online. We have it on capeandcommunity.com.
Right.
If you go to capeandcommunity.com.
It's also on middlestreetwalk.org.
Middlestreetwalk.org.
You can
get more information there as well.
Great.
All right, I think that's everything. We're at an hour and 3 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
GloucesterCast 255 is in the books. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was fun.